Hey, here's the time you've been waiting for all morning. You're going to be in the Warren County Radio Bible School. And if you will, turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. I see in the Sunday school book we're looking at, the heading for this is about Jesus, a carpenter. Well, we'll look at that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read this to you. Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. And he went out from thence and cometh into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, Whence hath this man these things? And what is the wisdom that is given unto this man? And what meaneth such mighty works wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. We're looking at Elam's notes. Notes that he prepared for Sunday schools of February the 5th, 1928. And old brother E.A. Elam says, Jesus and his disciples went out from thence. That's from Capernaum. After raising Jairus's daughter. And he went into his own country, that is, to Nazareth. On the Sabbath day he taught in the synagogue, and many heard him and were astonished at his teaching. They could not understand how their fellow countrymen possessed such wisdom and do such mighty works as Jesus performed. Instead of receiving him as a prophet, they rejected him, saying, Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? After Jesus was born, Mary became the mother of at least six other children. But the main fact of this lesson is, Jesus was a carpenter. He was not a carpenter by accident, but in obedience to God. God does not command every man to be a carpenter, but to have some useful employment and to eat no man's bread for naught. Jesus knew just what he was to become when he worked at the carpenter's trade. It should deeply impress all that Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the Prince of Peace, the King of Glory, learned the carpenter's trade. He never refused to work either. Because of all this, he, the very greatest preacher of the world, who spake as never man spake, never shirked any duty, dodged any responsibility, or refused to assist Joseph and Mary in making an honest living. As a boy and young man, he was submissive to Joseph and Mary, and advanced in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Luke 2:51-52. He was industrious, studious, and most exemplary. When his public ministry began, he had to give up his work as a carpenter. He then received support from others. So should any useful preacher of today do, and so should be supported. The laborer is worthy of his hire. But Jesus has dignified and ennobled labor by working with his hands. The subtitle of this next part of the Sunday school lesson is called Jesus Rejected Through Unbelief. And we'll read Mark chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. And Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and went round about the villages teaching. The subject of Jesus' sermon that day was Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 5, as quoted by Luke 4, verses 18 and 19. He said, "This day is this prophecy fulfilled in your ears." His words were full of mercy, tenderness, truth, and love, filling the afflicted with consolation and hope. All bear witness of him by their countenances and attitudes, showing that they understood him. Perhaps his mother and brethren were present. They all show astonishment in this question: "Is not this Joseph's son?" How could their fellow townsmen, a poor carpenter, a laboring man, and son of a carpenter, say and do such things? At this, their feelings were changed, and they became at once bitter toward him. Jesus replied to their bitterness, "Doubtless you will say unto me in this parable, 'Physician, heal thyself.'" This means, "Do at Nazareth all the wonderful works he'd done in other places." To this Jesus answered, "A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house." This he stated as a general truth. It was difficult for them to believe this greatness and this power of one reared in their midst. The reason he did not many mighty works there was because of their unbelief. Mark 13:53-58. He only healed a few that were sick and marveled at their unbelief. It was at this time that the people rushed upon him and cast him forth out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill whereupon their city was built, intending like a mob to throw him down. But in dignity and majesty which overawed them, Jesus passed through their midst and went away. Well, that ends the Sunday school lesson notes. There's this little poem at the end of the Sunday school lesson by Horatius Bonar. "Thou must be true to thyself if thou the truth would teach. Thy soul must overflow if thou another's soul would reach. It needs the overflow of heart to give the lips full speech. Think truly, and thy thoughts shall the world's famine feed. Speak truly, and each word of thine shall be a fruitful seed. Live truly, and thy life shall be a great and noble creed." I turn the page. Now we've come to a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of February the 12th, 1928, called "Jesus Pictures the Kingdom of God." The lesson text is Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. And he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed upon the earth, and should sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow, he knoweth not how. The earth beareth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the fruit is ripe, straightway he putteth forth the sickle, because the harvest is come." And he said, "How shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or in what parable shall we set it forth? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown upon the earth, though it be less than all the seeds that are on the earth, yet, when it is sown, groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and putteth out great branches, so that all the birds of the heaven can lodge under the shadow thereof. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, and they were able to hear it. And without a parable spake he not unto them, but privately his own disciples. To his own disciples he expounded all things. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is found in Matthew 6 and verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. The devotional reading is the 145th Psalm. The superscription for this psalm calls it a psalm of praise of David. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is Jehovah, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall laud thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts, of the glorious majesty of thine honor, and of all thy wondrous works will I meditate. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. Jehovah is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great loving kindness. Jehovah is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All his works shall give thanks unto thee, O Jehovah, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glory of the majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Jehovah upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that are bowed down. The eyes of all wait for thee, and thou givest them their food in due season, and openest thy hand, and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. Jehovah is righteous in all his ways, and gracious in all his works. Jehovah is nigh unto all them that call upon him, and all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Jehovah preserveth all them that love him, and all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak of the praise of Jehovah, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Now let's start in on our Sunday school lesson about Jesus pictures the kingdom of God. Both Capernaum and the Sea of Galilee have already been described in other lessons, but you might want to get a map out from the back of your Bible. Find the Sea of Galilee and Capernaum up at the northern end. Now we're going to talk about parables in this lesson, and it behooves us to talk a little bit about what is a parable. Jesus uses a different method of teaching here, that of speaking in parables. He draws from the world of nature and from the lives of men facts to illustrate and enforce the truths and principles of his spiritual kingdom. This is not a new method of teaching. It was common among the Jews and in the East. Jesus did not use it, however, at first. At the time of this lesson, he gave a series of 9 parables, 7 in Matthew 13, and the one of the candle and the one of the growing grain in Mark 4. All these parables should be read in connection with this lesson. And I'll tell you, we're about out of time. I may just do that when we come back together. I'll read from Matthew chapter 13, and Mark chapter 4, verse 21, and then 26 through 29, and the study of those parables should be able to prepare us for the study of the parables of this lesson.